The base was there in Lawton.
Always.
You think that had any significance on your life as you became a soldier?
Absolutely it did. I didn't realize it at the time. All the Lawton people used to go out to the officers' club at Fort Sill for our social events. I mean, you know, when you had people from around the world coming into Lawton, it was real interesting. I just thought of an example of that was when I was a young guy, 13, 14, 15, we would come up and watch OU play football. But after Billy Vessels, Johnny Latner, Leon Heath, and all of them graduated, they all went into the military, and they all played on the military bases. And on Sunday afternoon at Fort Sill, you could go out there and watch Billy Vessels and Leon Heath and Johnny Latner and all of them playing for the military bases, and it would be cars lined up forever to get in there. It was quite an affair in Fort Sill to see that. And then you had polo. We had a polo field where I watched people that rode horses. And so there was a class of people that I absolutely admired from around the world that actually were stationed at Fort Sill, Oklahoma.
So there was a seed planted, no question, back then.
Seed planted that I didn't realize I'd ever take at all.
First school you attended?
St. Mary's grade school, junior high and high school, 12 years of Catholicism. I had three cousins in first grade that all graduated a senior year with 13 of us graduating from St. Mary's High School.
What activities in high school were you involved in?
Basketball primarily. I played a lot of tennis and golf. They were not that big back in my day, but mother always wanted me to play tennis, so I did. But basketball was it. You know, in football for a small Catholic school, they had what they call eight-man football, and it was not very popular, but basketball was primarily it, going around to Catholic schools all over the state of Oklahoma, Mount St. Mary's, Cashel Hall. It was really kind of an exciting period of my life.
With OU football so big, was that on the minds of everybody who wanted to be a football player?
Oh, absolutely. Dad loved the Sooners. They all went to the OU football games on Saturday. It was kind of an event. As I look back on it, you always knew Dad and Mother were going to be going off to the football games at Norman on Saturday. So what are we going to do, guys? This is the time for us to go out the mountains and do things, as we got into junior high and high school, if I remember.
What year did you graduate then from St. Mary's High School?
1961, I believe.
And then you're on to where?
Went to Louisiana State University down in Baton Rouge. And the reason for that is, as Mother tells me, that she felt like she wanted me to find a Catholic girl and that down in South that might be it. I did date a Catholic girl at LSU, but my uncle Don Elligood was a publisher of the press. So I remember having a job working at the press at LSU, and that provided me funds. But I got a big lesson in life when my roommate was a man named Phil Gattusa, and he lived in New Orleans, and his father was part of the New Orleans Mafia. I got an eye-opening that I'll never forget, going down there and going into the bars of Bourbon Street, which Mr. Gattusa owned, and I found out, man, what a life there is in New Orleans, Louisiana.
What kind of life was that?
Well, I tell you, you walked into one of his bars, and Phil, his son, everybody knew him, at 18, 19 years of age, they'd push a button and open a door in the back, and when you opened the door in the back, you went into a room with all the bookie-type things with horse racing going on, and you had football betting and all of that. The track in New Orleans was wide open, and I was just amazed to see all of these things were going on in life. You know, that was very exciting to me at that time.
Did it make you feel, man, I'd like to be a part of this?
I kind of did. I mean, I ran with Phil. Mardi Gras would come, and we would stay down there. You know, I was not an academic kind of guy anyway, so it was very, very important for me to learn everything I could about people in life, and I really did learn a lot down there that I look back on.
So your mother sent you down there to meet a girl, and instead you met the mafia?
Met the wild side of life in Louisiana, LSU. I lived in the football stadium. All freshmen and sophomores lived in the football stadium. Paul Dietzel was a coach, and he was getting ready to leave. My first company commander was a man named Jerry Stovall, who was an All-American football player at LSU, and I was so impressed with him that I stayed in ROTC, and I guess that's probably how we're leading up to my first career.
How long were you there at LSU?
I was there 2 years, and then it was time for me to come back home.
And then you finished off your college work?
At the University of Oklahoma.
In what year?
In 1964.
What was your degree in?
Journalism education.
Was it there then you joined what we call ROTC, Reserve Officers Training
Corps? Well, I hadn't heard that word in a long time. It is ROTC, exactly. I stayed in ROTC all the way through LSU and through OU, and the Vietnam War was booming. To be perfectly honest, you could go into the military. You had to go in back in those days. You could go in as a private or you could go in as a lieutenant. It just made sense to me to go in as a lieutenant. And that's what I did.
Did you take to that training like duck to water? Was that fun for you?
No, not really. You know, I enjoyed being a part of the military. And again, I knew the significance of being from Lawton Fort Sill. I think I had some kind of history on what it was to be in the military. Everything I saw was very nice. And it continued to be as I went on into the military. My first assignment, again, I was thinking Vietnam, and all of a sudden I got my orders for, I remember it like it was yesterday, APO New York 09019, and I thought it must be Germany, until we got down to figuring out it was a place called Pisa, Italy. My first assignment was on the Riviera with marble floors overlooking the Mediterranean. I'm telling you, it was absolutely wonderful as an assignment as a 21-year-old freshman, second lieutenant, and I never looked back.
As we say in the military, what was your MOS? What was your job?
My job at that time was Signal Corps, and I was in communications. We shot communications over the Alps into Germany, so we did play a strategic role, but primarily, I was a company commander at a very young age because all the majors and everybody were over in Vietnam. We had a real shortage of officers. So I became a company commander with 120 men. You know, back then, you were a second lieutenant for only 1 year, and then you became a first lieutenant the second year. So when I got there in my second year, I became a company commander.
Was that a big challenge? Was that difficult?
John, we were going to talk about probably the only quality I think I possess is people. I learned it then. I felt for people. I liked people. I knew that if we could do things together, it was going to work. It was 6 days a week. But I got to learn how to deal with all kinds of different personalities from all over the United States. I think about some of my soldiers from the East, from New Jersey, New York. The way they wore their pants high and their beautiful black hair, Italians, and how I, a little old Oklahoma boy, could get their confidence that, yeah, I was young, but I really cared about them and I wanted to take care of them. Things like Red Cross calling you at 2 in the morning when Private So-and-so's mother or grandmother died and get him up and get him back to the States. Those are memories. You know, I still see those people to this day. I just buried a lieutenant that worked for me in Italy, in Alexandria, Virginia, and it just breaks my heart because, you know, these are people that I've always been strong with all my life, and so it's memorable.